They stone you just like they said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go.
How's it going, everyone? I'm your motherfucking co-host. Where am I? No, wait, hold on. How's it going, everyone? I'm your motherfucking guy. Shit, fuck. Guys, I'm your host, JC.
Guys, I am, without a doubt, definitively, possibly, maybe in a certain way, arguably, demonstrably, falsely,
creatively,
accused of being what sort of could maybe be the co-host, Wiz Khalifa.
God damn.
But I'm not sure.
All right, guys. He's retarded, I think. Maybe.
I've smoked myself retarded today.
And you know what's good about... Oh, guys, and this is also the glitches. The fucking glitches, guys. And we're late.
It's a glitch in reality.
What is the date?
Says here you should get a fucking calendar on my phone.
Okay.
It is April 25th.
Alright, so we're only 5 days late, but guys, this is 4:20. You know what, let's rewind a little bit, let's go back and pretend like it's 4:20. What'd you do on your 4:20?
I woke up sick.
Alright.
Took one dab the whole day. And it got me through it.
Alright.
Until I passed the fuck out.
So.
Eventful day.
Your 420 suck dong.
Absolute dongs. Jam.
A fucking bag of dicks. Alright, but the weed, hey, let's look on the bright side. The weed is what got you past it, guys, and that's what it's all about. Whenever you're going through some shit, weed can be out there for you. It can look out for you. It'll be your best friend. It'll be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever your mind imagines.
Your stalker.
Hey.
The dude outside of the bushes whenever you're sleeping at night.
Hey, listen, it's not scary, motherfucker.
It could be the bush. You don't know.
More than likely, it's the bush. But if it's not the bush, I guess you just want to just keep smoking because you're fucked either way, probably. Yeah. So you might as well go out happy.
Yeah.
But guys, what is 420? April 20th, from the beginning of time to 2022, guys.
It's a day in history, all right.
Damn, man, it's the greatest day, man. But
seriously, it's Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, fucking is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It sure is.
You know what? For a dude whose birthday's on 420, he was a really fucking wound up motherfucker.
He was maybe a little feller.
He probably should have smoked a little weed.
No, I think he needed to smoke less. He went fucking nuts. He killed all the Jews.
Hey, that's not the weed's fault. That's other drugs.
Look, one edible, and all of a sudden, we all see what happens.
Fucking Reefer Madness, dude. You guys should honestly go watch Reefer Madness. I'm not joking. Like, for all laughs and everything, you really should go check it out if you haven't. I'm sure most people have. To our audience who uses iPhones, because you guys are the ones that listen to us most, and everywhere from Apple Podcasts, you know what? Get on your iPhone, go to Amazon Store, YouTube, or whatever, and buy Reefer Madness, and watch it super, super high. All I'm saying, man, like, just get some fucking Funyuns, man, and watch some Reefer Madness. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs.
So what it is a drug. And a skillet.
Any questions?
So, boys and girls, Not only is that your brain on drugs, but it is definitely not your brain on drugs.
And it's not even good. He didn't put seasoning in it or nothing.
No, some shitty fucking eggs. But guys, I keep saying it like, yeah, man, like, you know, but it's fucking, it's April 20th. And what is the meaning of 420? Where did it originate from? April 20th, 420, considered as an occasion for smoking or celebrating the smoking of the marijuana, of the devil's lettuce.
Are you telling me that this is a day to celebrate the good old jazz cabbage?
It is the day to walk through the devil's fucking
nutsack hairs.
I was gonna say garden, but it completely fucking just went everywhere.
So James, you're fucking telling me right now, in this very moment, the day that we, as human beings, are celebrating on this day of days. This is the day to celebrate wacky tobacco.
Oh, the wacky tobacco, guys. So thousands of marijuana smokers converged on Hippie Hill for the annual 420 celebration. In the 1970s, when a group of teenagers from San Rafael High School in Marion County would ritualistically smoke marijuana at 420 each day. The number 420 became their code for marijuana. The five students called themselves the Waldos, which referred to the wall they would sit on at their school. So
that's fucking dumb, Jay.
Listen, fucker. Not only is it fucking awesome that they had their own wall, but you alone had your own spot at school.
They didn't build that wall.
No.
that's school property.
Exactly. And they came over like fucking thugs and was like, "Listen here, this is my wall. We're the Waldos." And they're just fucking representing the Bloods, probably fucking just all like redded up, just like, listen, you don't fucking know about Waldos.
Look, we're gonna fucking smoke our goddamn green crack over here.
Exactly.
On this wall.
Tell us about your smoke spot at school.
Alright, so it was the bathroom. It was the bathroom next to the art class.
Okay, actually.
Oh, no, actually, you know, our old, I forget what it's, like, he's not home ec, I'm not gonna say any names.
Oh, but, yeah, don't.
But, call him Mr. S, he had a class that was about, like, food and stuff, food science, that's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a bathroom that was right next to his room.
Wasn't also the agriculture teacher's?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
But there was a bathroom that was right next to his bathroom that was in between, like, three classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, me and that one big dude that used to be in our band class, big dude, we'll call him R, or fuck it, just call him Rick.
Rick.
But that dude, me and him went into that bathroom one time and were smoking this big ass fucking joint I had just gotten off one of my classmates, and it tasted like mint.
Mm.
Like it was weird, but I was still a kid. My tolerance was stupid fucking low. Me and Rick just taking fucking hits off this joint back and forth. Got about halfway down it. We were already fucked up. We had no right to be that fucked up in school.
You know what? There's no last names. Ricky was fucking just... that dude was wild off drugs.
But we had our backpacks put up right before we went to the bathroom to smoke just in case. Because all of our shit was in the backpacks, we hid them behind some trash cans in a hallway. No one would have ever seen them either. It was fucking actually kind of badass how we did it. Some James Bond shit. Fucking reaching in the back of the toilet, pull out a gun in a fucking bag. But we were smoking this joint and a teacher walks in. Not just any teacher. The fucking principal.
Well, technically, he's not even a teacher.
Oh, yeah, he's not a teacher. What am I saying? I'm fucking high.
The principal.
But the principal walks in. He instantly smells it. He's just, I know what you guys are doing. And then I look at Ricky. I'm like, fuck it. I fucking take this joint, lit, fucking swallow it. Just lit. Don't even fucking try to put it out. Nothing. Just feel it burning the whole way down my throat. Mr. Jennings fucking comes into the bathroom. And all he sees is 4 feet underneath the stall door. So it's up to you whether or not you want to make light of that situation.
Dude,
but
it was just wild how, like, every single fucking football game, there was a section of the woods for smoking and a section of the woods for fucking. Until they, you know, fucking caught on to that.
But they just put a fucking fence around the whole woods.
Oh, yeah, because they knew fucking kids were out there fucking sparking up the old fucking devil's lettuce and munching down on the fucking Satan's brownies while getting dicked down in the fucking woods.
I don't even think that was the main reason. I think the main reason is because that school was sketchy as fuck and they didn't want, like, fucking murders or fucking rapes to happen in the woods, and that was totally possible.
I mean, they did happen at, dude. So, we would, go to, when we were in animal science, we go to the goat farm with, Mr. W, our teacher. So we'd go there and we'd find, like, this grass that kind of looked like a ground up reg. And we would grind it down, put it in little baggies, and it was me and this fucking one kid that I almost beat the fuck out of one time because he was talking shit one day for some reason. But, like, we would have these baggies, and we would just grind down fucking this grass and everything, and it smelled weird because it was mixed with fucking, goat shit. So, we would, like, fucking go to art class.
You probably poisoned someone.
So, we would go to art class. We'd go to art class, and we'd sell them for $20 a baggie. And he had his own art class, I had mine, and we were selling them, and we never got caught doing it. But, dude, these kids would come back every single day and want more. Like, they thought it was actual weed. Like, he comes back, he's like, man, it's kind of like, it tastes like shit. And just like, bro, if you only knew. Like, the main ingredient might be shit, but it's also fucking grass. It's fucking just like grass and hay mixed together.
What they were fucking getting high from is boofing that shit.
Booty boofing some fucking goat grass. That's the way to go vegan, guys.
Shit, they were fucking inhaling all of them goddamn shit fumes.
But, man, when it came to weed and drugs at our school, it honestly got kind of wild. Like, I mean, you had weekly the dogs coming through, checking fucking lockers, fucking kids selling bunk-ass weed, then you got another kid just randomly out in the parking lot selling some fucking smack-ass shit, dude.
I fucking was sitting in classroom one day, had just gotten some fucking weed off the kid next to me, so I knew he had weed on him, too. Shit, I had a backpack full of fucking weed. The dogs were fucking coming around the fucking classroom and shit. I kept looking at that dude. He kept looking at me. I was like, don't you fucking do shit, motherfucker. Don't you move a goddamn finger.
I'll fucking fight you. It would have been wild, dude. He, like, looks away and you put your weed in his backpack. Just give it back to him.
It's not like I could just pass that backpack off as someone else's either because all my shit was in it. Like, they'd easily look straight at my backpack just, just, this is exactly who owns this backpack.
Just, I swear to God, it's not mine. Just, so you're not.
I feel like I'm a victim of identity theft. But that dog fucking, it kept fucking looking at that room, but the dude holding the dog would kept fucking jerking its head back.
It's weird.
Like, the dog, like,
knew.
It kept looking and just like, I fucking know some shit's going on in here, motherfuckers.
Dude, I've literally trained for this. Literally.
But
he's just looking at his fucking owner, just, hey, bud, there's some shit there. And the owner's just like, nah, it can't be.
But you know what started all them drug searches in that fucking school? It's when one dude, we'll call him Z, he hit an, can't remember if it was like an ounce or a pound, but he hid a fucking pound of some really strong weed in one of the fucking ceiling tiles in someone's classroom. So he waited until lunchtime whenever the fucking teacher stop teaching for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So he went into the fucking classroom to get his shit, and then the teacher came back for some reason and saw him get into the ceiling. And right, and right as he pulled the weed down, he so happens to turn around. I just imagine what this looks like. Just has a bag of weed, looks at his teacher in a dark room. He's just, you didn't see anything.
Teachers, I didn't see anything for half.
But no, he saw it all. And he let the authorities know. And that's when our school started getting searched. Fucking narcs.
But then kids started getting kind of creative. That's when, like, the fucking tongue of the shoes were starting to be cut out. The water bottles for the vodka was fucking being done.
Had a little square cut out of the bottom of my fucking shoe.
Or the kids that would go to the bathroom, they would smoke out of aluminum foil and blow it into a toilet paper thing that had fucking Febreze. Well, no, in school it was cologne. I guess when you got older, you started using dryer sheets. But as a kid, it was cologne, fucking Axe, or fucking Old Spice or something.
As a kid, I never really tried to hide the smell. I'd just go to a spot where I didn't have to worry about anyone smelling it.
Yeah, but that's risky sometimes, because in a school like that, dude, you have so many people fucking randomly going to bathrooms.
I didn't actually smoke that much in school. The main thing I smoked in school was, like, cigarettes and shit.
See, I smoked some cigarettes in school. The only time I ever smoked was at a couple football games. But for the most part, I did it before school. I was like, dude, there's no fucking way, like, I would be my luck.
You can get suspended. But you cannot get arrested for being high. You might get a ticket or something, but you can't be arrested for it. Especially since they can't really test you for it in school, because that's an invasion of privacy. Literally, all you have to say is just, I'm tired.
Unless I ask your parents. Your parents want to give you just, yeah, this little motherfucker, he's out there fucking little dirtbag.
I had pretty cool parents, ladies and gentlemen.
But guys, all that aside, because there's a lot of fucking, we could go on for hours and hours about stories that's happened, but as of 2022, who do you think in order are the top 10 potheads?
So, one to 10 or 10 to 1?
Oh my fucking god, 1 to 10.
Alright.
Who goes 10 to 1?
Goes Willie Nelson, Chong.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had a buzzer.
So, goes Willie Nelson, Tommy Chong, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg.
You don't actually have to name them. We'll go talk about them really quick. But I just want to know if this sounds right to you. So I'm going to go in order.
I only have, like, top four.
I'm going to go in order. Number one in our category of who are the biggest potheads of 2022. And our number one spot is Snoop Dogg.
I disagree.
Snoop Dogg, weed and hip-hop go hand-in-hand and when it comes to rap's biggest smoker. It's hard to go past Snoop Dogg, who once claimed during a Reddit AMA that he smokes 81 blunts a day. A longtime marijuana advocate whose lyrics are littered with references to the green, Snoop not only hosts his own YouTube show where he lights up with famous friends, but the rap icon has his very own branded marijuana line, Leafs by Snoop.
He has his own fucking character in Warzone now, too. Have you ever seen Snoop Dogg actually play live?
I have, on Warzone.
That dude is actually a fucking gangster, man. Like, he's really good as fuck at that game.
He's really fucking, I'm not gonna lie, he's really fucking good when it comes to playing gay. Like, it surprises me, but also it doesn't, because, I mean, the dude probably has 24/7 to fucking, you know. Sometimes you get a little distracted by background shit.
Fucking, he has a huge mouth.
You got some wacky fucking people back in the day fucking singing. But, that's actually distracting me. But I honestly get it. He has time to be that good. And I mean, it honestly, he is good. No matter how he got there, he's fucking good. But do you agree with him being the number one?
No.
Even with that information?
Nope.
No?
Willie Nelson is my number one and will always be my number one for one fucking reason. He has claimed many times and many times again, and not only has he claimed it, but he's proved it, that he is number one whenever it comes to smoking. He smokes all times of every single day. Can't beat that.
I bet he has, like, fucking cigarette packs and everything full of just nothing but cigarettes and weed.
He literally does. Every single movie he's ever been in is littered with weed references. Snoop Dogg has shit where it's not, like, about weed.
I'll give it to Snoop Dogg. He revolves himself around weed.
But Willie Nelson, the name itself is pretty much weed.
I mean, 81 blunts, though. It's a lot.
Yeah, but Willie Nelson smokes so much that he doesn't have time to measure it.
We'll give it that. I like that one. I like that one. But guys, coming at you with number two on the spot, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has always been a huge pothead. While his recent return to the stand-up stages finds the star of the Chappelle Show waxing lyrics about religion, music, and time travel, there are more than enough weed jokes to keep fans satisfied. If you need any more convincing of Chappelle's weed credentials, just rewatch the stoner flick Half-Baked. Not only did he write, direct, and star in the film, but introduce fans to scavengers, smokers, and enhancement smokers. You know, just the, have you ever looked at the back of a $20 bill, man? Have you ever looked at the back of a $20 bill of weed? Enhancement smoker. So, I'm not going to lie, guys. If you haven't watched Half-Baked and you smoke weed, you're pathetic. In a small way, I mean, in all honesty. Kind of ridiculous.
God damn, watch your Arthur Gizzards out.
You kind of got to. It is a significant movie. It's iconic. And it's fucking hilarious. So, but while uttering the classic lines, I don't do drugs though, just weed. So, would you say number two is Willie Nelson? I mean, we obviously established that he is number one, but would you say Dave Chappelle is number two? Is this list going right for you so far?
No.
Because I think Wiz Khalifa is beyond Dave Chappelle.
I think how it should be is Willie Nelson.
Oh, Tommy we'll get to that. Chong. We'll get to that. Hold on. We'll get to that. Don't worry. Don't worry. I just,
But in the movie Half-Baked, they didn't even use real weed.
They're not allowed.
Yeah, they used tobacco.
But they had real weed on the set.
But to call him the biggest stoner because of that movie, that is
retarded.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous.
That's like saying that I'm Jesus because I read the Bible.
Yeah. But I would honestly put Wiz Khalifa above even Snoop Dogg, honestly, because Wiz Khalifa is smoking probably just as much as Snoop Dogg, and he's younger. Hey, I'll give it to the dude. I don't fully like his music. There's a couple songs that I like. He's not my favorite artist, but the dude can fucking puff down some weed, man. He can put it down.
There's another one on my list. 2 Chainz.
All right. I can give it that. He's actually on Vice a lot for his... there's this weed thing that he does where they eat and they drink wine and smoke weed and shit. They, like, compare a bunch of shit.
Dude smokes a lot.
Ian Glazer and Abby Jabson. Not only is Broad City... Do you know who these people are? Have you ever seen Broad City?
Nope.
The Jewish girl with the curly hair and the other Jewish girl with the straight hair. You ever seen them? Okay. Nope. It's about two stoner chicks in New York, and they smoke a bunch of weed, and they're trying to figure themselves out. They're two best friends. But not only is Broad City a hilarious show following the lives of stoner best friends, Ian and Abby, but an honest look at life of 20-something-year-old women in modern-day metropoles, New York. The two are often seen smoking weed, but are never stereotyped or shamed for their weed intakes. Instead, painted in a positive light, with smoking just one activity they enjoy that helps make their daily struggles that much more bearable. Because in New York, I mean, it's fucking high. So if you don't have a good job in fucking New York, dude, you're gonna be struggling. The homeless rate in New York's pretty fucking up there. And it does look into it, talks about that shit a lot. Like, do I want weed or do I want to pay my rent, man? Like, if I pay my rent, I'm not gonna have weed. Like, you know, I buy weed, I can't pay my rent, but at least I'm happier.
But if I buy weed, I can sell it for way more than I paid for it.
Then I can't smoke weed.
Yeah, but then I'd have a little bit of extra money on the side.
So then maybe you could buy a joint.
Yeah, start a fucking side hustle.
But then you get done with that joint, you're just like, whoa, man, I'm like, where'd it go?
I'm out of weed. Fuck, now I gotta go find some more.
And that's where you suck dick in a corner.
Yep.
So, did we also mention Glazer has a new show entitled Time Traveling Bong? Enough said. So,
wait, Nikki Glazer?
Yeah.
She was on one of the Comedy Central roasts.
Not fucking Nikki Glazer. Shut up. No, shut up. I need you to talk. But not about that. Okay? It's not that. It's not what it is. It's not who she is. But guy's number four on the list, so I'm just going to completely disagree with all of that. They are definitely not number three. I mean, they smoke some weed, but again, Wiz Khalifa smokes more. Even Snoop Dogg, I think, smokes more. Which I guess he's number one on the list, so the list is right there, kind of. Google has some wild lists, man.
Sure does.
All right, number four. The main fucking event, in my opinion, on this list, I think, because I kind of forget who's on it. Wiz Khalifa. The modern-day heir to Snoop Dogg's crown, a rap's biggest weed smoker, Wiz Khalifa stuff. With tracks such as Weed Roller, Still Blazin', and Smokin' Good in his repertoire, it's no surprise Wiz has followed in Snoop's footsteps and partnered with the Colorado-based River Rock Cannabis to endorse a number of weed-related products, including his own strain called Khalifa Kush.
And KK is one strain that I wish I could get my hands on.
Yeah, and we will go over the strongest strain, actually, that's in the world right now of 2022. But Wiz Khalifa, he has done really good in following his steps. I will agree with that. I might not agree with how much I like his music, but I will agree that the dude, yeah, it fits in perfectly. The dude can do some shit with weed, whether it's selling it, making it, fucking... He's on point with that shit. And I respect him for that. I honestly do think he has surpassed Snoop Dogg, though. And he's still younger, and he still has plenty of years to go. He will be...
In my opinion, he makes better music.
Oh, absolutely. He makes way better music than Snoop Dogg. I actually, when it comes to Snoop Dogg, I will trash him, diss him all fucking day. I don't like the dude's music. I'm not a fan of it.
And Wiz Khalifa could beat the fuck out of Snoop Dogg in a fight.
I mean, the dude's fucking tall and lanky, but you know what? I got my money on Wiz.
He does training. He does Muay Thai.
Good. He'll fuck him up. I think those dudes should battle it out in the streets while smoking weed.
If you guys have never seen it, you need to look this up right now. It's Wiz Khalifa doing Muay Thai sparring.
I saw that with you.
And dude is actually, he looks crisp. Could you imagine seeing Wiz Khalifa fucking fighting live on TV?
That would be fucking hilarious.
Fucking wins and takes a hit off a fucking joint while the fucking ref's fucking holding his hand up.
Does like a Kapora pose while taking a hit off a joint.
That could be a signature thing.
That would be fucking cool.
Then again, it is a national TV. I'm pretty sure no one smoked drugs on National Sports Channel.
And guys, I want to say this now. If there's anyone out there listening, we would love to. And we would do it way more professionally than we've done anything else, guys. We are looking for sponsors. And specifically, we are looking for weed sponsors. And more specifically, I don't give a fuck where you guys live. Whatever state you're legal in. You need sponsored. Send us over, you know, the stuff that we need, you know, like what product you want us to sponsor for you. Is it just your company alone? We'll send back to you what we've come up with, and it'll be something we actually put some time into, guys. We can sketch it out. We can do a bunch of things. You'll see us in a whole different way when it comes to your sponsorship. So if there's anyone out there listening, just know we got you back. We got you, man. Like, we'll fucking do it. We'll fucking do it. We need more sponsors.
All right. Let's do a skit real quick.
Okay. No. What?
All right.
On what?
So, okay. Here's the setting. You're Batman. I'm Robin. All right. And then we're in a Batman.
Pass me the bat bong.
All right.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't be Batman.
All right, you're Batman.
Okay.
I'm Robin.
Okay.
Batmobile.
Okay.
Going down the freeway.
How fast?
Fast enough.
Oh, God, we're going to die.
Yeah, so. All right, so okay. You look at me, uh-huh. And you say.
Like intensely or romantically?
Intensely.
Okay. Hey, we got a skit going on. You need to proceed.
Alright, so you look at me intensely.
Okay.
And you say.
Okay.
And then I'm like, why'd you say okay?
Don't touch my bat stick.
That's your gear shift.
All right, so any sponsors out there, just know that's the energy coming at you. Oh, but right after Wiz Khalifa, we have Rihanna.
Are
coming
you
in
shit me right
at
now?
Number 5 on the list, Rihanna. Above Willie Nelson.
That's fucking infuriating.
Hey.
Willie Nelson would fuck her. Goddamn fucking weed off.
Hey. Hey. Maybe she's got some fucking lungs. Maybe she smokes like fucking. I guess she'd have to smoke a lot. It's a lot of weed.
She'd have to smoke at least all day, every day.
But Willie Nelson's way older. So he's
been doing it longer. He's a vet.
Rihanna, never been one to care what others think, is no surprise her love of weed is public knowledge. She's been caught smoking on film, loves wearing clothes embezzled.
You mean bedazzled?
No. Emblazoned.
Where?
Emblazed.
Where?
Emblazoned.
Where?
You know what, guys? Either way, her clothes has marijuana propaganda and often updates her Instagram with pictures of her getting high. Which, there is a lot of pictures and a shit ton of pictures of her smoking weed.
Emblazoned?
You know what? We're fucking off that word because fuck that word. That word's for fucking pieces of shit.
That took me a while to find.
So tons of pictures on her Instagram. She loves weed so much, she reportedly once got kicked out of Barbados Hotel for smoking the green. Now that's commitment to the team. I mean, not really. You know how many fucking hotels I've smoked in? Every single one of them that I've went to. Not one hotel
and
motel.
I'll tell you fucking what. We should be at number 4 at least. Because I'll fucking tell you what. I have risked a lot more than that to smoke a fucking fat bowl.
Dude. Every single day of moving furniture consisted of smoking to different states, to different towns, to different cities. I mean.
Yeah, me, my dad, and my brother. We would smoke probably fucking 30 joints before we got to wherever we was going, whenever we was on a job. Fucking have that truck just absolutely full of smoke. we would have got pulled over at any of them times. It would have been ugly.
But guys, coming at you at number six, we have the one, the only, the man of the absolute hour, Willie Nelson. It's hard to believe Willie Nelson is still alive after the amount of weed he's inhaled. At 82 years of age, Nelson is still releasing albums, performing and smoking more weed than most teenagers smoke on a weekend. Don't forget, this is the guy who had smoked off with Snoop Dogg in Amsterdam and claims Snoop crawled away. At the end of their night, a true weed-smoking legend we might never see the likes of again. And you know what? That is a good fucking introduction, because god fucking damn it, guys, Willie Nelson is not only outsmoked Snoop Dogg.
So why is he at number five if it literally just claimed in that?
I told you Google searches are wacky, dog.
It's wacky.
Wacky tacky, they fucky.
God damn.
Wicked Dicka put him to sleep.
Wicked Dicka Timbo knows I rimbo cherry cherry blueberry on my thin bone.
If you got a cherry in your thin bone, go to a hospital.
If I had a thin bone, I'd go to a hospital.
You might have a thin bone, weak ass.
No, well, you're about to get a thin bone, all right, motherfucker.
At least we can agree with this. Willie Nelson has even smoked. There's a song. A country singer did a song about Willie Nelson literally out smoking a whole entire fucking tour bus.
And I feel like that's something that he could easily do, too.
Yes. The dude's 82 years old and still fucking chug-a-lugging, guys.
When that dude, when he dies, a cloud of smoke is going to fucking fill the room.
When they do his, like, autopsy, they have to, like, cut him open at all. They're gonna, like, cut him open and just...
And they're gonna be coughing and shit.
The whole room is gonna get stoned off fucking 82 years worth of fucking weed. Just fucking, like, clenched up inside his body like fucking... He's like, fucking Willy Goku. Fucking energy just compressed inside of him, just autopsy, boom, everyone in the room's high. Probably everyone in the hospital. That's 82 years worth of fucking smoke. That's a lot.
And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't something that actually happens when people die. Hey, it'd be fucking nuts.
We don't know. I've never done an autopsy, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I tell you what, I hope I never have to do an autopsy. It's never been a single day that I went to med school.
Hey, you over-aggressive drinking water motherfucker. Hey, you want to take a hit of this? Hey, whoa. Listen, save some for the fucking fish. There's fish out there. Hey.
What?
There's fish out there that need that water.
Well, then fucking let the fish come. I'll fuck them up.
Get my water. Tell you what.
Tell you what, I'm a fucking air breather and I'll fucking act like it.
Hey, don't look. Who do you think's number seven? Look at me. Not romantically, but intensely. That's highly.
Tommy Chong.
God, no. You'd be wrong. It's Matthew McConaughey.
No, I never. My whole life guessed that.
Guys, coming in at number seven, we got Matthew McConaughey. If the Texan drawn and laid-back attitude don't give away Matthew McConaughey's love for the green, then how about the time he got arrested playing bongos in a nude? So this
dude. That's the dude who played Chandler on Friends.
Absolutely not. Have you ever seen Ghost of Girlfriends Past, 10 Things... How to Lose a Woman in 10 Days or something like that. Fool's Gold.
I've never watched any of those movies.
Oh my fucking god. Well, he's a great actor. He's a really good fucking actor. He's even the actor on the Lincoln commercial. Yeah, so he got arrested for playing the bongos in the nude. Back in 1999, when still known as just a guy staring in a heap of rom-coms, he did play in a lot of rom-coms, McConaughey had one too many spliffs, got naked, and decided to hit the bongos. The noise drew complaints, and McConaughey was arrested for disturbing the peace. While he's calmed down in his older years, now he's a father and Oscar winner, McConaughey still enjoys playing the bongos, just now with the window shut. So, here's why you're not gonna like why he's number seven and who's number eight. Because it doesn't make sense. So, guys, you really
can't... I don't think this list is in order.
It's in order. It's in order. It's just, it's dumb. And throughout our time, just trying to look up different comic book things so we can piece together different information on who and who would win and who would be the best, we've come across a lot of orders that are absolutely wrong.
Speaking of which, real quick.
What?
I think that that one Spider-Man that was at the top of the list would probably beat them all. Because he has pretty much infinite knowledge of all
universes,
plus the Spidey sense.
Cosmic Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. But guys, coming in at number 8, we have Seth Rogen. You're telling me that Matthew McConaughey is above Seth Rogen?
You're going to tell me Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I don't know.
That fucking Rihanna bitch.
Like Rihanna bitch, Seth Rogen is a self-confessed stoner and the guy responsible for reinventing the stoner genre in Hollywood. When not playing one in films like Pineapple Express and Knocked Up, the affable Rogan is often getting high with his famous friends Paul Rudd, which, fucking great actor, good old fucking Ant-Man just smoking away, you know, Snoop Dogg, Jonah Hill, Sarah Silverman, that bitch smokes a lot of weed, or organizing screenings of films where people can light up during the showing. That's the kind of friend you want, and I agree with all of that, but what I don't agree with is the number, because Seth Rogen would definitely be number 5-4 on the list, for sure, if it comes to things, because that dude smokes a lot of fucking weed. I would definitely put him number 4-5.
First cross joint I ever saw was the one he rolled on Pineapple Express. I think he may have invented that shit, I don't fucking know.
And then, guys, we're going to skip number 9 because literally no one knows who that is, probably. And not only that, who cares? But, guys, the one that I absolutely don't agree with the most is number 10, guys. We have Cheech and Chong. We have Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin. The original and still the best, which is why I don't know why they're number 10.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's not in order.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Maybe it's not in a specific order, should I say.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the internet's telling me, okay? Kapish, kaposh, get out of here.
Hey, yo, Copernicus, why don't you navigate yourself to the back of the line with your feet and stand there with your shirt?
Hey, what's your name?
I'm fucking Fred.
Hey, Fred.
What?
Fuck your mother.
Hey, what's your name?
Tim.
That's a nice name.
But guys, the original and still the best Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong built their careers on their love of weed and comedy. For over 4 decades, the duo have entertained fans with their stand-up tours and cannabis-fulfilled Celluloid adventures, with the two now using their fame to help push marijuana to be recognized as a legal drug. So, here's what's weird about things. Cheech Marin, guys, doesn't smoke weed anymore. He actually hasn't smoked in a long time. Tommy Chong, every fucking day still.
Dude, there's a video I watched where Tommy Chong's doing a smoke Olympics with a dude. And the dude, like, he is a lightweight compared to Tommy Chong. And he is so fucking high, Tommy Chong just starts fucking with him pretty much. Just making him think that it's his turn. Like what I did to fucking Travis that one night. He fucking just, hey man, it's your turn to fucking hit this joint again. And dude fucking takes like 6 bong rips in a row. He just, I don't know if I can handle it anymore. Tommy Chong's like, yeah, you should probably quit.
In my opinion, Tommy Chong is top of the list. Then I think you have Willie Nelson. And then I think you have Cheech, because, hey, even though he stopped, that man has put in a lot of fucking time.
That's fair. That's fair.
And then I'll go with Wiz. Because Wiz Khalifa, that dude smokes a fuck ton. But I mean, we have Cheech and Tommy and Willie Nelson, who are so much older. They have literally put in years and years and years and pounds and ounces and eighths of fucking weed.
If I had to go with the top five, it'd be Willie Nelson at the top.
Okay.
Go Tommy Chong at number two. Then it would go Mark Clokeed. I know not a lot of you guys know about that guy, but he is a YouTube sensation, pretty much. He sets all kinds of records for the world's biggest hot boxes and shit. Dude, he can put away some fucking weed, man.
And hey, that right there is an interesting one to put on the list, actually.
So, in my number four, Wiz Khalifa. Then number five, probably, who's the other dude that I said earlier? You know what, we're just gonna go with a good old Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is six on my list, but that is another, he is a legend. And some of these guys, it's hard to put them in order. Because these six guys have, they put in their time. They are literal legends, they are icons, they are, when you think of the game, they are the game.
Okay, so whenever you think about movie characters in general, like, not actual people, but people who have played certain characters, those characters, which character out of movies do you think has smoked the most weed that you've ever seen?
It would definitely be, I don't know their names, in Pineapple Express.
Alright, that's a solid one.
Or you have the two friends in How High. I mean, they've smoked a lot of fucking weed.
I'm either gonna go with...
Or they're smoky.
Yeah, I was either gonna go with Smokey, or played by the same dude, Marlon Wayans, the dude in Scary Movie 2.
Oh, dude, yeah, okay. See, that's rolling it back to some fucking spoofs, and that's where we get into the fucking high rollers right there. But guys, before we continue, this is part one, guys. April 20th. Stick around, because we are going to have part two back-to-back. We got some more information to throw at you. We got some more fucking shit to talk about. You know what? Fuck y'all. You better fucking... I'm telling you what. If you fucking dedicate yourself to this one, you better fucking dedicate yourself to the next one, because why not? Why, don't be a quitter. That's all I'm saying. Don't wake up saying, hey, I'm gonna fucking quit something. I'm your host, JC.
I'm Tim. Oh, I'm your co-host, Tim.
Okay.
What? I'm fucking embarrassed.
You know what, guys?
That fucking hurt.
This is the glitches from our sigmas to yours. Smoking till you pass out.
It's the glitches, bitches.